Tony and Mike in the Morning on WICC 600. Presented by Steve Basso Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
All right, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's Monday morning. You may remember on Monday mornings we would speak with Dr. Clauser from the Connecticut Orthopedic Specialist, recapping weekend injuries. There are so many different facets of Connecticut Orthopedic Specialists and so many different directions we could go as we continue our series with them. So we'll start with pediatrics, specifically a pediatric orthopedic specialist, Dr. Peter DeLuca, joining us this morning. Dr. DeLuca, thank you so much for coming on the program. Good morning. How are you?
My pleasure. Good morning, Mike. Doing great.
Parents, you know, when something happens to their child for whatever reason, a lot of the times think they're prepared, but a lot of the times panic when it comes to where they go to have their children looked at for specific reasons. First of all, tell us why a pediatric orthopedic specialist is more important than maybe just a general orthopedic.
Sure, Mike. Well, not so more important, but for childhood injuries or illnesses, pediatric orthopedic surgeons are specifically trained to deal with those specialties. You know, there's a saying in pediatrics that kids are not little adults, and that really holds true for orthopedic injuries. And parents get concerned. Their child's hurt or they're complaining of pain, and they want to get in promptly, and sometimes seeing a general orthopedist, which is typically fine, might delay a diagnosis or might lead to a treatment that could be a little bit more or less than that child really needs. So that's why there's a field of pediatric orthopedic specialists.
You know, not to date you, but you know, you've been doing this for some time, and of course things have changed over the years, I'm sure, and when it comes to working with children on a couple of different bases, whether it's a traumatic injury, which we'll get to in just a second, or if it's a congenital problem, something that's been happening for a long period of time or been happening since birth, when it comes to the congenital situation specifically, has there been more of problems recently in the 30 years, or is it something that we're starting to see less of?
You know, children's orthopedics is dramatic. I've been doing this for 30 years, and children's orthopedics clearly has changed in those 30 years. And we are seeing a lot less of the things that we used to see. For example, congenital hip disorders, we're diagnosing those earlier. We have easier and earlier treatments for those. So we tend to be doing less surgeries for that. In club feet, which is a congenital abnormality, we used to consistently do large surgeries on those children at about 6 months to a year of age, and now we're doing specialty casting techniques called Ponseti casting and really minimal surgery. And other things such as spina bifida, we've learned that good prenatal care and folic acid specifically, you know, reduces that risk. So we're really seeing a lot of the less significant problems. Polio is pretty much no longer here, and we're dealing much more with trauma and overuse syndromes now. So it definitely has changed. It's shifted over time, and a lot of that is good.
We're speaking with Dr. Peter DeLuca, who is a pediatric orthopedic specialist from Connecticut Orthopedic Specialists. You can find out more information about all the different facets of Connecticut Orthopedic Specialists at their website, ct-ortho.com. Dr. DeLuca, now specifically when it comes to traumatic injuries, what are some of the more popular ones that head into your office, and what a parent might do to help prevent those from taking place?
Sure. Well, the most common things, obviously, are hand injuries, finger fractures, usually not big injuries. Certain sports are more prone to certain injuries, ankle sprains, ankle fractures in soccer. Basketball is notorious for ankle injuries, knee injuries. Football tends to have the higher velocity type injuries, sometimes femur fractures, tibia fractures, skiing, ankle injuries, tibial injuries, knee injuries. Those are the kind of things that we most commonly see.
You mentioned sports, quite a few sports in there, and you know, it's a tricky subject when it comes to parents maybe pushing their children a little bit too much. I mean, I played baseball growing up, and they always said, you know, don't throw a curveball until you get to a certain age. What sort of advice should parents be giving their kids when it comes to playing at like the elementary school type age in any sort of team sports?
Yeah, it's a good question, Mike. Common sense is the best answer. And I think that what we're seeing less of is less common sense in parents, coaches, and kids. You know, parents should prepare their kids. They should be preparing them for the upcoming sport with training. They shouldn't over or under train. A good rule is if something hurts, stop doing it. And the good rule about returning to sports is when it doesn't hurt, maybe it's time to return, you know. And another good rule, I think, which we've totally lost, is You know, and I think when you played baseball, it was one season, one sport.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have that anymore. And you probably played on one team, not two teams, three teams, et cetera. So there's a lot of overuse problems that are just filling our offices. And parents should just use common sense and time off. Kids do need time to rest a couple days a week where they're not doing their sports.
Dr. Peter DeLuca is joining us this morning, a pediatric orthopedic specialist from Connecticut Orthopedic Specialists. You can visit their website, ct-ortho.com. We're going to be featuring different subjects here Monday mornings just after the news at 8 o'clock. And when it comes to the Connecticut Orthopedic Specialists, they have 8 offices right here in the local area: Shelton, Milford, Orange, New Haven, Hamden, Wallingford, Brantford, and Guilford, and specifically Brantford and Hamden, the Ortho Now walk-in clinics. And Dr. DeLuca, this is important, especially if an injury takes place immediately.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's one of the great things that we offer is if a kid is hurt, we have from 3 to 9 in the afternoon and evening, you can just walk in with that injury. And it's really convenient for families. It saves time. It actually saves money. You don't generate the big expenses and the time waiting in an emergency room. And we have that going pretty much every day now, and it's a great resource. Any kids that come in are usually x-rays are sent to me directly by phone. And also our attendings are in those offices till probably around 6 o'clock at least, and afterwards our specially trained physician's assistants man it. So it's an excellent resource, Mike.
If people want to contact Dr. DeLuca, direct number 203-407-3570. That's 203-407-3570. Once again, visit the website ct-ortho.com. Dr. DeLuca, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Dr. DeLuca joining us, and as we said, this will continue our conversations with the folks of Connecticut Orthopedic Specialists. We continue in the pediatric route when we get a bit older next week. High school athletes, when is enough enough when it comes to working our young children and it comes to sports? As we continue our conversations with the Connecticut Orthopedic Specialists here on WICC 600.